abdomen? Do you plan on practicing?
It's feeling pretty good. I'll talk with the coach and we'll decide that today.
Adrian, we know that you'd set the goal about coming back better, which you have. But did you ever think during the process that you would have to change your style of running as far as the hard cuts that you make, putting the foot in the ground as hard as you do?
No. I didn't feel like I would have to change at all. I was actually, doing a rehab process to get back to, doing what I normally do, So when I was able to cut during that recovery process, I was making sure that I was really, testing it out and, trying to get it back to how it was.
Was it ever presented to you that you might have to change? I mean, you could still be better, but you have to change in a way to be better.
No, not at all.
Adrian, you still have your sights on the record, knowing that it would probably mean you guys win if you get it?
Yeah. It's definitely something I still want to accomplish. But ultimately, and the most important thing is, getting to the postseason, and getting a W. So, I'll be satisfied with both. But definitely satisfied with the W first.
In your mind, is that the best way to get the win, is just to pound at them with the runs that you had such good success in that first game, being able to get 210 against them?
I feel like, those guys will come in trying to stop the run, of course, like every other team. And we're going to do a good job establishing the line up front and being productive in the run game. But we got to be balanced, so the receivers and Kristen, those guys are going to have to contribute, like last week. Those guys did a good job of, making plays in the pass game and keeping us balanced, keeping those guys on their heel somewhat, taking advantage of the opportunities that they presented to us. So I feel like that same type of game plan will bring us a victory.
What do you feel like gave you the success you had on the ground against Green Bay the first time? What were you able to do against their defense that allowed you to have that success?
The guys up front just outwheeled the guys in front of them, and I was just able to make some big plays when the opportunities were presented, to me. And I missed some as well, but it was just a good day.
So as you look back on the Houston game, how do you kind of look or explain the effectiveness they had against the run?
8-9 men in the box, a good defensive front. J.J. Watts is just a different, I don't know what he is. He's a beast. He's definitely a good player. But they did some things to, keep us, obviously they slowed us down in the run game. But then again, I look at the film, it was several plays where, I was just a tackle, away, from, taking it to the house, ultimately, when you look at it, it seemed like they did a better job than I really feel like they did.
A little bit different look in some things they did.
Yeah, they was bringing a corner. Well, the free safety, backside, opposite of the run, so they was kind of trying to eliminate that backside cut. You got J.J. Watts up front, man. You got problems on your hand. He's a guy that's hard to contain. And he frees up, the linebackers to be able to make extra plays, too.
Adrian, what's your thoughts on going back to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl?
What's my thoughts? Well, I don't plan on going back. It's good to be selected to a fifth Pro Bowl, and just giving all, thanks and honor to God and just the guys that helped me get there, Jerome Felton.